Once there was a certain man from Ramah, whose name was Elkanah. He had two wives, Hannah and Peninnah. Peninnah had children, but Hannah had none. Every year, Elkanah would venture to Shiloh to worship the Lord Almighty. On that day, Elkanah would give portions of the meat to Peninnah and her children, but to Hannah, he would give a double portion because he loved her very much and felt sorry for her because the Lord had closed her womb. Year after year, Peninnah would provoke Hannah until she wept out loud, and she would irritate her constantly because she was childless.
Hannah, what's wrong, my dear? Why are you crying? Here, please, eat something. Come on, honey. Don't I mean more to you than 10 sons?
Oh, Lord Almighty, if you will only look upon my misery and remember me, please give me a son, then I will give him to the Lord for all the days of his life, and no razor will ever be used on his head.
Elkanah, what's going on with your wife?
I don't know, Eli. I see her lips moving, but I don't hear any words. I don't think she's been drinking.
Hannah, how long will you keep getting drunk? Get rid of your wine once and for all.
I am not drunk, Eli. I have not been drinking at all. I am a woman who is deeply troubled. I was pouring out my soul to the Lord. I am not a wicked woman. I have been praying out of my great anguish and grief.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry I didn't know. In that case, go in peace. May God grant you what you have requested.
Early the next morning, Hannah and Elkanah went back to their home at Ramah. In the course of time, Hannah conceived and gave birth to a son. She named him Samuel.
Hannah, it's that time of year again. It's time for me to take my annual trip to Shiloh to fulfill my vow I made to the Lord. Do you think you can come with me this year?
I will be along shortly. After the boy is weaned, I will take him and present him before the Lord, and he will live there always.
Okay, that seems fair. Do what seems best for you. I will see you soon at Shiloh.
Come along now, Samuel. It's time for us to go to Shiloh where your daddy is. We're going to see Eli, the priest. Hello, Eli. Do you remember me? I was here last year with my husband, Elkanah. I was the woman who stood here beside you praying to the Lord. You even accused me of being drunk. But look, I prayed for a child, and the Lord has granted me what I asked of him. I now have come to give him to the Lord.
That is very honorable of you to keep your vow to the Lord. Elkanah, may the Lord bless you and your wife Hannah with many more children to take place of the one she prayed for and gave to the Lord.
Pardon me for the intrusion. Excuse me, Eli. May I have a word with you, please?
Of course you can, servant. What is it?
It is your sons, Hophni and Phinehas. They are treating the Lord's offering with disrespect. They are committing terrible sins in the eyes of the Lord.
Is that so? I will go speak to them at once.
Okay, here comes the old man.
Hophni, Phinehas.
What does he want now?
What are these terrible things that I'm hearing about you? I am hearing all kinds of evil deeds coming from you, and I am not happy.
If a man sins against another man, the Lord will intercede for him. But if a man sins against the Lord, who will intercede for him?
Oh, yeah, sure, dude. Whatever you say, dude.
What's with him?
Oh, he's old and confused.
Oh, my boys never listen to me.
Eli, I come with a message from the Lord, and this is what he says. Didn't I clearly reveal myself to your father's house when they were in Egypt under Pharaoh? I chose your father out of all the tribes of Israel to be my priest. Why do you honor your sons more than me? Therefore, the Lord, the God of Israel, declares, I promised that your house and your father's house would minister before me forever. But now the Lord declares, far be it from me. Those who honor me, I will honor, but those who despise me will be disdained. The time is coming when I will cut short your strength and the strength of your father's house, so that there will not be an old man in your family line, and you will see distress in my dwelling. Every one of you that I do not cut off from my altar will be spared, only to blind your eyes with tears and to grieve your heart. And all your descendants will die in the prime of life. What happens to your two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, will be assigned to you. They will both die on the same day. I will raise up for myself a faithful priest who will do according to what is in my heart and mind. I will firmly establish his house, and he will minister before my anointed ones always.
Ooh, here I am, Eli. You called me.
No, I didn't call you. Go back and lie down.
Oh, okay.
Samuel.
Ooh. Here I am.
What is it?
You called me, Eli.
Samuel, I didn't call you. You're probably just hearing things in your sleep. Go back to bed.
I guess you're right. Sorry.
Samuel!
Here I am, Eli.
My son, I am not calling you. It's probably the voice of the Lord you're hearing. You are still a young boy, and the voice of the Lord has not been revealed to you yet. Go back and lie down. When you hear the voice again, say, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening."
Okay, I will.
Samuel! Samuel!
Speak! Your servant is listening.
I am about to do something in Israel that will make the ears of everyone who hears it tingle. At that time, I will carry out against Eli everything I spoke against his family from beginning to end. For I told him that I will judge his family forever because of the sin he knew about. His sons have made themselves contemptible, and he has failed to restrain them. Therefore, I swore to the house of Eli, the guilt of Eli's house will never be atoned for by sacrifice or offering.
Samuel?
Speak! For your servant is... Oh, it really is you this time, Eli. Here I am.
What was it he said to you?
Well, I...
Samuel, do not hide it from me.
May God deal with you ever so severely if you hide anything from me that he has told you.
Okay, but I'm reluctant to tell you this bad news. He has told me that he will carry out against you everything he spoke against your family from beginning to end. For he told you that he would judge your family forever because of the sin that you knew about. Your sons made themselves contemptible, and you failed to restrain them. Therefore, he swore, the guilt of Eli's house will never be atoned for by sacrifice or offering.
He is the Lord. Let him do what is good in his eyes.
Eli! We're under attack! The Philistines have already killed 4,000 Israelites on the battlefield!
Oh, why did the Lord bring defeat upon us today from the hand of the Philistines? I have an idea. Let's bring the Ark of the Covenant along with us. That way, God will come along with us, and he will deliver us from the hand of our enemies. Go fetch my sons, Hophni and Phinehas.
Yeah, you want to see us, old man? I mean, Dad.
Good one!
Your blatant disrespect for God, his people, and his ways is the reason for our troubles now! Nevertheless, go to Shiloh. Go retrieve the Ark of the Lord's Covenant, and bring it back here. Hopefully some of this curse will cease.
Our men have done splendidly! We've defeated thousands of Israelites on the battlefield! We, the Philistines, have triumphed once again! Ha 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 ha!
Shh! Listen!
What's all that noise I hear?
Is that the sound of Israelites rejoicing? What's all this shouting I'm hearing coming from the Hebrew camp?
General, we've just received word that the Ark of the Lord has come into their camp.
The Ark of the Covenant? That can't be good.
No, it's not good. A god has come into their camp. Something like this has never happened before. Who will save us from the hand of their mighty god?
Oh, please, you have to be kidding me. What's so special about the God of Israel?
Don't tell me you don't remember. This is the same god who struck the Egyptians with all those terrible plagues in the desert.
Be strong, Philistines, or you will be subject to the Hebrews as they have been subject to you. Be men and fight!
Oh, dear God, please let me know what's going on out there in the battlefield. I'll take anything, Lord. Give me a sign, give me a bird, give me a messenger, give me...
Eli!
Oh, that was fast? Yes, it's me, Eli. I can tell you are badly wounded. My eyesight is failing me because of my age. Please tell me what's going on.
The battle is not going well. Every man has fled to his own tent. The Philistines have killed 30,000 of our men.
30,000 of our men? But I don't understand. What about the Ark of the Covenant? Didn't God's anointing, his protection, his covering, go with us?
I'm afraid not. The slaughter was too great. The Ark was captured.
Oh, dear God! My sons! I sent them with the Ark! What has happened to them? Oh, please, tell me they are okay!
No, I'm afraid not. Your sons, they are both dead.